approximately 90 seconds of added time to be played. Carden, well, he could have surely have taken the touch there, but he plays it to Deegan, who loses the ball. Wolfenden tries to win it back, but Marine have it left-hand side. They bring it forward, but nobody forward enough there, and Chadwick will play this back to Ashton, and Ashton will clear to round about halfway. Norton there out jumped, and Cottrell. Oh, there goes the whistle. Well, we were giving you misguided information on the time, because
no, it's not 4 minutes played, really.
But well, according to us, only 3 minutes have added on time. Yeah. But no complaints. FC United have won this. They go second in the table.
A giant stride towards the playoffs, no barring disasters.
Great character shown by the side. They went 1-0 down. They weren't looking themselves. They got that equaliser through Norton in the first half. And then again, after a period of pressure from Marine, it was FC who came back. Beautiful cross from Jerome Wright, buried by Ben Deegan, the substitute, the number 17. And FC United win by 2-1. And just to give you that playoff picture, FC United now, forget Halifax, are promoted as champions, miles ahead. FC United now played 40, 73 points, a goal difference, a plus 23. Colwyn Bay now third after a long tenure of second place, 73 points, goal difference only of 8. Bradford Park Avenue, 71 points, 2 points behind, also played 40 games. They've got two fairly easy games to finish with, though. Buxton in fifth, 69 points, and Ferriby, sixth with 67 points. Worksop played 40, 66 points, and you can forget about the rest. But FC United, it's all in their own hands now. Win these two remaining games and they are second in the table. And I think that, let me just do a bit of maths.
Worksop can no longer catch us. The only other team that can catch us outside the playoffs is Ferriby.
So it would take a bit of a mathematical
miracle. Yeah, they'd have to win both the games in hand, and we'd have to win both the remaining games. We'd have to lose both of ours.
And we'd have to be overtaken by everyone else. So that would be a fairly extreme scenario, but FC will be thinking forward now, thinking positively. Two wins means second, and that means home draw in the playoffs and home draw in the final of the playoffs should they progress. But suspensions are going to play a part. Sam Ashton has a three-game suspension coming up, and there will be a suspension likely or not for Mike Norton and Jerome Wright as well. So
FC United second in the table, though, on goal difference. And and as I say, a giant stride towards the playoffs tonight. A win, a very satisfactory result, considering the majority of the problems in the first half wasn't what you call great. It was a bit reminiscent of Chase down in places swampy.
I thought it was a good game of football between two teams that were quite evenly matched. I thought certainly in the second half, Marine came out, they set the score well, they had good possession. And I think FC United didn't necessarily ride the luck, but Marine really without any clinical finishing.
Marine's problem is that one of their main strikers was substituted because he was injured in the first half. That caused them some tactical problems, according to their guy in the press box. And also then they mysteriously substituted their top scorer.
Well, that was a strange one, because he didn't look happy at all when he was brought off. But equally, I thought FC United make a very, very early tactical change in the first 20 minutes by replacing Nicky Platt with Ben Deegan.
And all of a sudden the game just stretched out.
The game stretched out. I thought it was not dissimilar to, if you watch last night's game, United versus Newcastle. But with end product in tonight's game, I thought that was an entertaining game of football, and I think equally tonight. And I've got to say, well done Marine fans, because they've come here, they've made an atmosphere, they've come down in, not in great numbers, but probably more than most fans, and there's a lot of other grounds that are a lot nearer, and there's maybe 50 to 100 of them here. They've enjoyed themselves.
And now they'll remain here for 45 minutes while the FC fans, I'm only kidding.
No, an hour and 45. An hour and 45 minutes is...
But what I thought it was just... what the game benefited from was a game both teams wanted to win. It was a point was useless, even more useless to Marine than it was to FC, because FC would have still been in the playoff positions. And I think that I got the impression FC may have benefited at the end, because Marine, 2-1 down, they needed two goals to really make anything of their season now, and maybe their heads dropped a little bit.